For the past 2 years, an Internet Intelligence and Traffic Measurement Service has studied the ways in which people search on the World Wide Web. Alexa Research conducted the study by examining more than 42 million searches at 10 of the Internet's leading search engines. Mark Engel is an e-commerce analyst at the company and joins us now from San Francisco. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Frank.
Okay, I'm going to write down my guess here, but then I'll ask you, what is the most popular term, search term online?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's sex.
I got it.
You got it. Good guess.
That's right. Okay. Now, how do you measure that? What do you mean the most popular or the most likely? How's that measured?
We looked at 42 million search pages that were viewed by users of the Alexa toolbar at 10 of the leading internet portals and search engines, and sex was the one that came up the most.
Well, we're not surprised about that. What other terms are popular?
A number of specific websites came up as very popular. The number two term that was searched was Hotmail, followed by Yahoo.
So once we get beyond the search engines and Hotmail and those kind of things, what are some of the other things that people are looking for?
People search for things that are of interest to them. A number of music-related terms come up in our top 20. MP3, music, lyrics, those are all popular. Chat or chat rooms, horoscopes, and then specific games, travel things related to their computers like screensaver and clip art, free. Either the word free or they put free with other things like free sex, free games, free stuff, freeware. Celebrities is another good example.
Who are the top celebs?
Do you want to take a guess at that?
I'm going to show you my pop culture quotient. Very low, very low.
All right. Hello, Britney Spears.
Okay, yeah.
Pamela Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Backstreet Boys. And Jennifer Lopez. And Eminem. Those are the top five, all of which were in the top 100 terms search. And then there are other things people want to search for information. So recipes was in the top 50. Dictionary was in the top 50. White pages, yellow pages. The top product people search for was Viagra, in terms of a specific product, and then PlayStation. And then shopping, flowers, cars, cards, shopping, and as just the term shopping, furniture, those things all came up there.
Do you think, given the way people search and the kinds of things people look for, can marketers and researchers make much sense of where people go on the web?
I believe so. I mean, once you set aside the sex sites and the actual sites themselves that people search for, I think people can still try to websites can still try to tailor what they're trying to attract from the users. You know, if it's music and games, if they can find out which terms are most popular on a particular site, they can try to target their either banner ads or maybe establish new partnerships with different companies. And that would be probably more appropriate on a search engine by search engine basis or portal by portal basis.
Mark Engel is an e-commerce analyst at Alexa Research and joins us from San Francisco. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much, Frank.